Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Zurian Show, and as always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. I don't know when you're listening to the show or where you are right now, but no matter when you're listening, I hope that this show is helpful, useful, and actually gets the message across in which I'm hoping to convey. Today, for me, it is June 16th, and it is Father's Day. Father's Day is a time when fathers and others celebrate the greatness that is fathers and all of the things that that means to the different individuals, those that are happy because they've had nurturing and caring dads and, you know, people in their lives that have actually taken on this very massive role to be responsible for human beings and for others. And, of course, those who may not have actually bore those children, so they may not be their blood children, but for those fathers, mentors, and others that have accepted the responsibility of children, people, and others that may not be of their blood, but they are still what we would call family. Loved, cherished, taken care of, and are definitely cared for. So Father's Day is a very interesting day for many. What I wanted to do today is I wanted to talk about Father's Day, about how I feel about it, and, you know, some other views that have been shared with me with other people that also believe in what we call Father's Day. If there's anyone that would like to call in, if you have any comments, questions, or anything that you'd like to share with us, it could even be a story, which is fine with me. The number is 323-443-7471. Again, it's 323-443-7471. Again, today, for many, is Father's Day 2013, and Mother's Day recently passed. Again, these are days that are considered a celebration and also giving thanks to those parents or those people that have taken on the roles of mother and father. Today, again, we're going to talk on the subject of Father's Day. Father's Day is relatively new, and I'm not saying that the practice of it is new. What I'm talking about is it actually becoming a holiday, which I thought was really, really interesting. I think it was Woodrow Wilson who actually is the person that was, or the president that actually helped to bring it to be, you know, put it in practice, give it the strength, the power, and everything else that it's been given, and made it or helped to make it a celebrated holiday in the United States, even though it's not just celebrated in the United States. It's actually celebrated in several other countries, including Britain. Now, the actual day in which it's celebrated in Britain or any other country, I have no idea. I'm not sure if it's the same as the United States or not. But what I'd like to talk about a little bit is the symbolism of it, the meaning of it, what it means to myself, and hopefully what it means to other people. And I'm sure that each individual has a different outlook on what Father's Day means to them. And first off, before all you fathers, be it the good dads or the bad dads, because there are some dads out there that really sucked at Father's Day, and there are some guys out there that have really been, they've been everything that any kid could want. However, we have a lot of children that are now adults and are children that don't appreciate it. And like most people, most of us don't appreciate something until it's gone. And then once it's gone, then we look back on it. Well, I'm going to share a few tidbits with you. And again, I hope that it works for you and that it helps you to look at Father's Day in a brighter light. First off, it ain't easy. Okay, it's not easy being a father. It's not easy taking on the responsibility. It's not easy sacrificing yourself for others, all right? And that's for anybody. You know, you talk about people being a saint or people being able to give of their own and people wanting to do things. Well, guess what? We all live in a world where you've got a lot of trials and tribulations that you go through on a regular basis. And also, that doesn't matter to whether you're going through those trials and tribulations in 2013, 14, 15, 16, or you were going through those tribulations in 1960 or any other time. Because guess what? It's hard out there for everybody. And there's all types of different things that come up. You know, I was talking with somebody the other day, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, it's not that we are any smarter than our parents or that we are any smarter than those that lived much before us. All it is that we have more information. Well, from having more information, we've also realized that we also now know that we even know less than we thought we did. So the title of the show is actually Happy Fathers and Mentors Day. Because, again, it's not just being a father. It's also being a mentor. It's also being a guide. It's also being someone that, in the best way that they can, and I know everybody's way is different, some may be a little harsh and some may be a little easy, is to share information with others so that they can take that information and grow from it and not have to experience it for themselves. You know, I'm constantly hearing people talk about you need to get out there on your own, you need to experience it for yourself, and all of that stuff. And one of my mentors is actually very much into you got to feel it, you got to do it yourself. And I understand what he's saying, and this is in the area of martial arts. However, you learn better, sometimes or rather, it's better to learn by somebody else's errors and somebody else's mistakes than to actually go through the pains that you may have to go through on your own, you know. And for everybody that thinks that learning it by you having to go through the slings and arrows that can come with anything when it comes to development, I'm going to tell you now, you're a fool, all right? Because, again, there's an old saying, those who do not respect history and those who do not learn history are subject to repeat it. Well, guess what? You're usually not repeating. You don't have a problem repeating the parts that are pleasurable. What happens is that you are in a heck of a conundrum when you're experiencing the parts that are not pleasurable. And again, ladies and gentlemen, they talk about statistics, they talk about numbers, they talk about a lot of different things. But trust me, it is better to learn from someone else's mistakes. And I didn't say not learn from it, but learn from somebody else's mistakes than for you to try to reinvent the wheel. So I'm going to tell to all of you fathers that are older, all of you fathers-to-be, and all of you young people that aren't fathers yet, if you can get the information and not have to go through the drama, get the information, learn from it, consider it the gift of a head start. And that gift of a head start could be crucial. It truly could. Okay, we were talking about how Father's Day came about. And again, as I was saying before, Father's Day in the United States was a day that was established to honor the fathers from past, present, and so forth and so on. And President Wilson was actually one of the ones Woodrow Wilson was actually one of the ones that helped to bring it to be, to make it what it is today. And because of him, we celebrate the day in question. So on July 19th, 1910, the governor of the state of the U.S. state of Washington proclaimed the nation's first Father's Day. However, it was not until 1972, 58 years after President Woodrow Wilson made Mother's Day official, that it became a national holiday in the United States. There are more than 70 million fathers in the United States. Mother's Day expires, or is the inspiration, I can't get words out today, from Father's Day. I apologize for that. But the original Father's Day was a national celebration, and of course, when it was first started, it did not meet with a lot of enthusiasm. And the reason that it didn't meet with a lot of enthusiasm, as one Forrest explains, is that, you know, people aren't as sentimental about fathers as they are about mothers. So on July 5th, 1908, a West Virginian church sponsored our nation's first event honoring fathers on that Sunday during the sermon. But again, you can go back and find the history and all that other stuff for Father's Day, and you can look that up yourself, you know, beside myself that's flubbing on what I need to say. Now, here's something else that I want everybody to understand. Each and every one of us has had mentors throughout our lives. We've had people that have been the guiding lights, the guiding forces, people that pointed us in the right directions. You know, nowadays we live in a world where most people don't even know who their neighbors are and don't know their names and don't really speak to them because everybody's working and everybody's busy. And as I was telling a young lady today who I have a lot of respect for, let's go back. What ended up happening was earlier this morning I got a text message. Well, that text message was wishing me a happy Father's Day, which was great, outstanding. I truly appreciate it, not a problem. Well, the interesting thing was is that the young lady that sent me the text message, her name is Connie. Well, Connie is a student of one of my mentors and was a close friend of one of my mentors, and she was actually very key in taking care of him when he came down with stage 4 cancer. Connie, again, she went above and beyond to do what was the right thing. And for it, I am forever grateful. But anyway, he passed away on February 7th of 2013. And his name was Reno Morales, or Grandmaster Reno Morales, because he was a martial artist. And when I say he was a martial artist, he was a martial artist's martial artist. The guy was phenomenal, phenomenal human being, phenomenal martial artist, phenomenal practitioner, phenomenal person. Just, he was all of that in a slice of bread. Was he perfect? No, he was not perfect. But when I think of Father's Day, I honor him as one of the people that I am thankful for. Was he my father? No, he wasn't my father. However, this was a person that shared a lot of his knowledge with me and a lot of my growth, even though I was already grown, I attribute to men like him, who, again, shared tons of information and tons of knowledge with me and helped me to become who I am today. Now, when I say men like him who have helped me, understand that there have been many people in my life. And there's been people in my life, and the lives of other people that have mentored me that I'll never know. But I am thankful to each and every one of those individuals because they did what they did, I was afforded the opportunities that I was afforded, even though what they did wasn't directly for me, wasn't something that they were contributing because they knew Zurian. They were contributing it for their own reasons. No matter what those reasons were, these are people that added to my life. These are people who, again, helped me to become who I am today. And for that, I am grateful forever. So what I'm basically saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that there are people that have helped each and every one of us that we'll never know. There are people that have done things for us that we'll never see. There are people who have done things throughout time that again, we'll never know that they did. That still doesn't mean that you can't be thankful for the fact that these people gave, whether you knew them or not. Again, they still deserve your respect. They still deserve a happy Father's Day, even though they aren't here to hear it, and even though some of them don't even know that you would be the person saying it to them. So, anyway, the gentleman in question I was just talking about, Connie still has his phone. She's continued to pay the bill, all of that stuff, which is nothing. It was a little phone. But the whole thing that I'm coming to is that when Connie sent me a happy birthday, and he would have wanted her to keep it, but when Connie sent me the happy Father's Day, she did it, and in my phone, his name is still there. So it came up, you know, happy Father's Day, blah, 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 Reno Morales. And it just really threw me back, and it made me think. I mean, I'm also, again, extremely thankful to my own father, Ralph Bennett, or Ralph Frank Bennett. He was named after his father. Well, I guess you can see I was not. But again, because these people lived, I became a better person. I exist. I am able to pass on information, be it to a nephew, a niece, just a kid that I'm working with, a student. It doesn't really matter. Father's Day is more about blood, is more than blood. All right? It's about giving of yourself and doing it willingly. It's about doing the best that you can with what you have and constantly trying to not only improve the lives of others, but also improve the life of yourself. There's just too many of us out there that are so focused on WIIFM, which is what's in it for me, that we're missing the big picture. The big picture is, how can we contribute? How many people have given their lives? How many people have changed their lives for us? We all need to be thankful. We also need to get out of our crazy thought that you did it on your own, that if you've reached success, you're a self-made man or a self-made woman. You are not, okay? Because if somebody hadn't have done some of the things that they did, or historically, if all of the people in your life, known or unknown, had not done the things that they needed to do, you would not be where you are. You would have not had the opportunities to take advantage of the opportunities that you took advantage of to get you where you are. So, ladies and gentlemen, please don't get it twisted. Father's Day is a great day. Mother's Day is a great day. But every day is a great day. And every day that you have an opportunity to change not only your own life but the life of others is a gift. And you need to take advantage of that gift, and you need to actually honor those people that have given for you by doing everything that you possibly can to give to others. As Zig Ziglar would say, and you've heard me say this quite a few times, if you do enough for others, then guess what? Eventually, if you do enough for people to help them get what they want, you'll get everything that you want. I truly believe that. All right. Is it hard? Yes. Sometimes it is very hard, especially when you've got people that are stabbing you in your back, especially when you're giving to people and it seems like they just won't stop taking and they're never going to give back. And for some of them, you got to, as they say in the gambler, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Because some of those people you need to get away from. You need to get those toxic people that put toxicity out of your life. And you need to move on and do the things that you need to do so that, again, you can develop. And also so that you're not wasting time trying to help people that are never going to do better, are never going to develop. They're never going to evolve. But we also need to make sure that we are evolving. You know, I've met many people in my life that are takers. And a lot of them, that's just never going to change. It's who they've decided to be. It's not who they are. It's who they've decided to be. It's what they've decided to stand for. That doesn't mean that you have to stand for it. That doesn't mean that you have to stop giving because you run into enough people like that. Again, you know, Grandmaster Reno Morales, my father, all of these other individuals, my grandfather, Frank Ralph Bennett, you know, all of these people, my mother's father, you know, Eugene Thomas. These are men that, in their own way, they did what they could do when they could do it. And we need to be thankful for that. We need to take the good that we can get out of it and use it and figure out how we can do more good, how we can help more people. All right? It's not about you. That WIIFM, guess what? if you look at time and you were to look at mankind as a whole, we've been here but what? I believe the calculation was, if you look at the equivalent of time as to when time started, and we're talking about looking back to the beginning of time, the Big Bang, or when the world evolved, and I'm talking about the Earth, mankind has only been here in equivalence. If you were to put it into perspective, mankind has only been here about, I think it was something like 3 to 10 seconds in the scheme of things. However, we think that we are it. We are the be-all, end-all of everything. You are not, okay? In the if you look at evolution, we're still freaking at the beginning of our evolution, of our development. We've still got a lot to learn. We've still got a lot to conquer. We've still got a lot to know. And again, for all of you arrogant people, and I love this because I'm always having the opportunity to talk to, we'll call them the Marys of the world. You're arrogant, you're useless, you're worthless, and you should just fall off the face of the earth. Why? Because you think you're better than everybody and you're better than no one. Why? Because you have a small mind with small capabilities. You're just able to do some of the buzz things that are actually what are considered the things to be able to do now. Money means nothing if you have no self-worth. And that self-worth means that you are able to help others. You are a contributor, not a taker. And what I call the Marys of the world, they're takers, they're leeches, they're garbage. Now, if anybody doesn't like what I'm saying, tough doogies, it really doesn't matter to me because I don't care. However, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop being characters and be people of character. We need to honor our history and honor those before us. We need to learn from the mistakes that others make and do our best not to make those mistakes. We need to take responsibility for the actions that we engage in and the things that we do and be man enough and woman enough to move on to the next level. We need to stop blaming the world for the failures in which we've brought into our own world and our own existence. So, if you're a negative Mary or a negative Ned, stay out of my face, stay away from me, and do whatever it is that you want to do to somebody else, because I don't have time for you. And guess what? Eventually, the rest of the world will realize that they don't have time for you either. Because again, the world is here for us, for all of us. And in the end, ladies and gentlemen, those who are listening to the sound of my voice, it's up to you. You have every tool that you need to be the greatest thing that you could possibly be, because greatness is within you. You have every tool that you need to find the power, to be the warrior, all right, to have the spirit, to be happy, to be joyful. Stop waiting for someone else to bring your joy and bring your own joy. Stop doing toxic things to distract yourself because you can't think of anything to entertain yourself. First off, there's so much to know, I don't see how anybody can be bored. There's so much to do, I don't know how anybody can be bored. There's so many people out there that could use your help because they're not physically or mentally in the position that you're in to help themselves, but if they could get a little help from you, be it Father's Day, Mother's Day, or whatever day, that would be key to helping them. There's a lot of seniors out there that have done a lot of things, and they're not getting the credit that they need. There's a lot of kids out there that could use a little bit of guidance, and they're not getting it. And there's a lot of kids out there that think they know it all, and you know nothing. All right? There's a lot of adults out there that think you know it all, and you know nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, in the scheme of things, I know nothing. And because I know nothing, I know that there's a whole lot more to learn. I also understand that just because you have a degree, be it a bachelor's, a master's, an advanced master's, an advanced bachelor's, a doctorate, 12 doctorates, 20 doctorates, you're still an idiot in the scheme of things. Why? Because there's so much that you don't know that you don't know. How could you ever think that you are superior over anybody? And, of course, your thoughts that you're superior are definitely what make you inferior. Anyway, this wasn't to really bash people. This was to honor Father's Day. But it was also to challenge everybody that's listening to take a step forward and move forward with their lives and to also help other people. Because guess what? None of us do it by ourselves. None of us could ever do it by ourselves. And every single one of us has had help. And we've had help from countless people at countless times. Again, even before we were, as they say, a gleam in our daddy's eye. There was somebody doing something to help you. So, Father's Day, if you have to have a particular day to be a good person, is one of those days that you can pick to be an extra good person. Why? Because every day you should be a good person. Every day you should be trying to help others. Every day you should be trying to give to those around you and be a positive part of the world that you live in. And understand, too, you may be on the top of the mountain today, but if you slip off tomorrow, where will you be? Possibly at the bottom. And it's those same people that you were looking down upon that now you're hoping will help you up. You know, who is it? John Maxwell. John Maxwell said, if you say it's lonely at the top, then you're probably a fool. And I'm not quoting him verbatim. But basically what he said is that if you're lonely at the top, it's because you weren't smart enough to take anybody up there of substance with you. You weren't smart enough to understand that none of us get through this alone. You were not smart enough to understand that none of us get through this life alive. You were not smart enough to understand that the world is the oyster for all of us. And if you get greedy, guess what? You start getting the bad parts of the oyster. And when you get sick, guess what? Those people that are looking at you, they're waiting for you to get sick. They're wanting you to get sick. They're loving the fact that you're getting sick. And now you wouldn't help them. They're not going to help you. Now, is that good? Not saying it's good. Is that bad? Not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that it's life. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's make this Father's Day, if it's going to be the first Father's Day that you did something really positive for somebody other than yourself and maybe your father, that we do something. All right? Let's give like there's no tomorrow. Let's try to help everybody that we can help. I'm not asking you to take your last dollar and give it to somebody. All I'm asking you to do is treat people as you want to be treated. Unless you want to be treated bad, then, of course, again, stay away from me because I don't want to be treated badly. But anyway, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Take responsibility. Do what you need to do. Be happy. Be well. Have a great Father's Day, great Mother's Day, great Father's Day to come. And understand that, guess what? Every day is a great day. You just have to realize that. You know, it's hard to be positive, but it's worth it. It's hard to succeed, but it's worth it. And success leaves clues. Go to your library sometime. Stop talking junk and drinking alcohol and doing negative things and do some positive things and see what you get out of it. Try that for 30, 60, 90 days and see if there's not an interesting change in your mindset and how you see the world. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Thank you for listening. Please share the show with anyone that you think will find what was said interesting and useful. And also like us. In the upper left-hand corner of the page, you can click like and you can follow for future shows and share the link with everybody that you like. We truly appreciate it and we are truly honored. Thank you very much. Have a great day, a great life. Do the things that you need to do to bring joy and happiness into your life. And understand that, again, no matter what you do, none of us can get through this life alone. None of us can get through this life alive. And eventually, the end is coming for us all. How you say, the reaper don't care. He's going to do his job. Well, guess what? Your job is to be a contributing factor to making this a better world. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. We are just going to end because it's just time to end. No music. Take care. Be well.